Hi, I'm Alyssa.
I'm Jenna.
And welcome to Sincerely Your Best Friends, a podcast about life and advice for people who don't seem to have a best friend or are miles and miles away from theirs like us. We're here to help you and have a good time while we do it.
All right, let's chat. All right, welcome back to the season finale. Dun, dun, dun. Tears streaming down our faces.
Yeah, it came too soon.
It did. What a great 10 episodes. A great little thing, community that we're building.
Yeah, it's cool to think that we started it Valentine's Day week.
Yeah.
And well, like we launched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, we ordered it, or not ordered it. We recorded it like
January. But, like, it's been back-to-back since then.
Yeah.
And now we're going to head into the summertime and plan and shoot content and get all situated for season two.
Yes, exactly what Alyssa said. We're going to take the summer to kind of plan a lot of content and everything like that. So good things are coming in the next few months. I don't know when we're going to start season two, but we'll keep you on the edge. It could be next week. It could be in a month.
Yeah, we could.
2 months.
Surprise you and say it's September. We could surprise you and say it's July. You don't know.
You don't know. Just keep up on our Instagram and our Facebook.
Yeah. If you're loyal enough, you'll know when you need to know.
Exactly. Well, last week's episode, we were going to discuss, and we discussed for about 5 minutes of investing in yourself and all of that stuff. So since we didn't talk about that last week, we really want to talk about it because I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what this week's episode is on, is investing in yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first half of last week's episode, I think we talked about like what investing in yourself particularly means like to you and to me, like what ways we do it. But I think like something you learn on your self-growth journey is that growth is like a process and it just takes time, but it also takes that like commitment and creativity. So like you have to like just deciding you want to grow as a person is already an investment in yourself, I guess is what I'm trying to say when I'm looping around.
Funny that you say that because I actually was on Pinterest today. And I was going to post it on my Instagram. It's this quote, which I think is very important in life in general. But definitely if you're like going on a like self-growth journey, trying to follow fitness goals or like business goals, it's do it for yourself. I don't know if you can
Short and sweet. No, I can't see it, but I trust that it says it.
Because I think that's the biggest thing is like, you have to want to do it.
Yeah.
And like you may want to do it to like get this person's attention or whatever, you know, fit in with this friend group, but like, that's only going to last you like a month, you know what I mean? You're going to lose that motivation because you don't have that discipline of, I want to accomplish this for me.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to go anywhere.
Well, and it becomes like a lack of satisfaction with yourself. Like,
if
you're doing stuff for other people, when you get that validation, you'll be like, this is what all of that was like for.
So nine times out of 10, it doesn't really end up like that.
No.
You know?
No one, like, sadly, no one notices because everyone's doing their own thing. So it's like you really just have to, yeah, be selfish, like do things for yourself and just start living life very like pure to who you are and what you want to be.
Pure. I like that.
Yeah.
Makes you seem like a gentle little flower.
It made me think of water.
Or like a nun.
That too. Think of more like a waterfall. Or a nun.
It's like the episode of Sex and the City when Samantha got breast cancer and she's in like that doctor's office. Yeah. And she's baffled that this nun like never had sex or whatever. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. She was shook to the core.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like everyone should try to be as unapologetically themselves as Samantha Jones.
Exactly.
She literally is like, in the grand scheme of things, people go to New York City to like become something and grow. But like Samantha went into New York City and was like, New York City's going to grow around me. Like, this is my place. Like, she just, like, didn't care about fitting in. Nothing. Yeah. She just, like, was completely herself. And that is, like, kind of the mentality you have to have.
Yeah. Screw that Carrie
Bradshaw. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samantha ran
Easier that said than done. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, my least favorite is Miranda, but we won't go there. Yeah. We won't go down another loophole.
I know. I don't know if I can. Whatever. It's our podcast.
Yeah.
It's like she low-key, like, had a crush on Carrie. Because you know how she would get, like,
Which, that would make sense.
Right. How she would get, like, jealous or, like, mad whenever Carrie would go back to Big or whatever. Or when Carrie was in a relationship. I always thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Well, now I have to rewatch, even though I just rewatched it all and before all and just like that came out. I'll rewatch it again and see if I can pick it up.
I've only seen the first few episodes of It's Just Like That or whatever.
I think I watched the whole thing, but I don't think it will come back.
I thought it was.
It is? That's surprising.
Yeah. Also, another thing, not to get on a tangent, Will Smith has seriously gotten canceled.
I know.
Like, I thought it would be, like, the other way around. Like, what's his name?
Chris Rock.
Would be canceled for, like, talking about Jada. Mm-hmm. Is that her name? But, like, yeah. I don't know how true this was. I saw it on Facebook. But, like, everything that he is, like, filming right now, it's like, canceled. He's gotten fired or canceled. It's like, damn!
It's like, do I think he should have physically assaulted someone?
Absolutely no. Not.
But do I think it's fair that it's, like, that extreme? Like, our society is just so extreme, and I hate it. I hate it. It's like, okay, so now you have this guy whose livelihood is ruined based off an emotion.
Yeah.
That he felt in that moment. No, it wasn't right. But should his whole life just be like
crumbled?
Yeah.
Probably not.
And I sympathize with Chris Rock because he didn't like his reaction after. And then I found out he has like a learning disability like Asperger's where he doesn't pick up on social cues and stuff.
Chris Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
And he's been very public about that. So then like I'm very empathetic. So when I go back and watch it happen and just seeing like the reaction in his face, like I really hurt for him. Aww. So I like it's going to make me like tear up thinking about it cuz I like feel really bad that happened to him. But I do think that there's got to be like a balance between that. Like, they need to have their own little red table talk. Will on one side, Chris Rock on the other, and just air that shit out.
Well, I just think nowadays people are just way too fucking sensitive. Like, my boss was telling me that they're taking out the little, not merry-go-round thing, but like those little spinny things at the playground. because kids are getting hurt. And I'm like, kids, they're going to be scared of their own shadow if they don't experience falling off a thingy.
That's the dumbest thing right. I've ever heard.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the only way people are going to learn is by seeing the problems, sadly, like years down the road, all the problems that are like spawn off of trying to shelter kids so much and trying to control their environments.
Yeah.
So let them be the guinea pigs. My kid's going to grow up freaking eating dirt, I'm sure. Yeah, and I don't even care. Yeah,
let fucking dirt and worms.
Yeah.
And they'll be perfectly fine.
And twist around.
Do that I didn't eat dirt or worms per se. No, but
you want to hear a really embarrassing story.
Oh, God.
One day, I was at home, and I was probably like 10, and it was a summer day, and there was like not a single cloud in the sky, and I literally stood in the yard.
Oh, God.
And stared at the sun. I just stood in the middle of the yard and stared at the sun.
No wonder you wear glasses now.
I know.
You blinded the shit out of yourself.
Screwed up my rods and cones and all my shit because it was probably for like a good half hour. I probably looked so possessed to my very few neighbors. I don't know. I just stood at the sun. And then I think I became so fixated on the fact my eyes like adjusted and I could literally see the circle of the sun. Because it, like, adjusted to the brightness after so long. And I was just like, so mesmerized. And now looking back, I'm like, that's some shit that would be in a horror film.
You just look like you were looking at the sun because the light is reflecting off of your glasses when you're looking up. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so
fucking weird, dude.
let your kids stare at the sun.
You burn your retina. Wait, do you remember that? So, back in the day, what the hell were we doing, wrestling?
You literally said, hey, you want to wrestle? And I was like, okay. Okay. And then somehow I got pushed onto the bed and I went to kick you in the gut. But you bent down and I kicked Jenna square in the eye. Like,
I lost eyelashes.
I can picture you. You just cupped your eye and fell on the bed. And you're like, oh, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm picturing you. You sitting up and your eye just being in your hand.
My eyelashes were on your sock.
And then your mom, so you went running in the bathroom, and Karen comes running, and she's like, what's wrong, what's wrong? You're like, my eye. And she's just like, I hope you didn't scratch her retina. And I'm like, I hope I didn't either. Like, I don't know if this really got away from me, this whole situation.
I don't mean to scratch her retina.
I'm like, I just blinded my best friend.
Good thing you were wearing socks because a toenail, that would have scratched the retina.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was funny. I wish I still had the picture. It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah. Character building moments.
See, kids, you need to get kicked in the face. Yeah. You know?
You got to stare
moral of the story.
At the sun a little bit. You got to really try and go out of your way to F yourself up a little bit.
A little bit.
And then here you are. You have a podcast telling other people to do it.
I don't suggest getting kicked in the face, but.
Oh, my God.
I remember the boys were building a shed, a man cave in the backyard. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Were you around then?
Yeah.
and I stepped on a rusty nail right in the foot. Yeah. That I don't wish upon people because that sucked. But.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised with how much I, like, run into stuff that I haven't, knock on wood, like, gotten glass or anything in my foot.
Yeah. Well, we have gotten sidetracked once again.
Investing in yourself.
So, I guess we can go now into
some
investing.
Tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've kind of got the overview a couple episodes out of the way.
Well, I think you have to know what area you want to invest in. So is it, do you want to invest in your time and making that more free? How you're spending your time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to create more peace in the actual things that you do and invest in that? Or do you actually want to invest in do stuff with money? Because it doesn't even mean that you have to invest in the stock market. It could be like paying for classes for yourself to do it, like extend a skill, or I don't know, invest in a business, like things like that. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm playing on Wall Street or Bitcoin or anything like that. It can be investing monetarily into yourself.
And I feel like once you put the stride to invest in one portion of your life, then I think like your whole life changes and you like invest in other aspects of your life. Like one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like the first thing is like the stepping stone because it'll only like expose more areas that you want to invest in. Like, I think about it back when I was in my like last job, I really wanted like more peaceful, like a better work-life balance. And I started like working on ways like I could make my downtime a little more peaceful for myself. Mm-hmm. But then that led me to want to invest the time and effort into getting a remote job.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wouldn't have learned that without going through those other steps.
Right. Like, in my journey, well, I've been investing in Marley for years. And I saw myself making excuses when it came to, like, the gym routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always, like, if I didn't wake up in time to go to the gym to get a good workout in, then I would kind of be stuck. And then I would talk myself out of going to like the apartment gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, f*** this. So I ended up buying a fake Peloton off of Facebook Marketplace. It was like $300.
Yeah.
But that got rid of my excuses of, like not going to the gym or not getting workout in. Cause like if I didn't make it to the gym in the morning, I didn't like to go to the gym after work because it'd be so packed.
Yeah.
So I would say, okay, well I can go home and do a Peloton class. Cause I had like the app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that got me into a routine of being consistent. And then that ultimately led to other things.
Yeah. Well, and like an example going on in my life right now is like one of my goals this year and last year was just to like read more. I actually enjoy reading, but I wanted to do it way more frequently. I think I needed like some distance from college to when I was being forced to read stuff, but like I've read a lot of books. I've probably read like 4 books by this point in the year, which isn't a lot, but it's better than where I was starting.
Yeah.
But like me starting that goal and investing that portion into myself led me, like I got books on like hormonal balance because like that's something I want to learn more about. And like that in turn is going to help my health.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like what we were just saying, like one thing can lead to another. So
yeah,
after I read that book, I'll have a better outlook on what foods and stuff for what part of the cycle I'm in, mm-hmm. and all of that jazz.
Yeah. And like, side note, you'll have mm-hmm. to send me, good books that you read.
Oh yes, I will. I actually also signed up for Book of the Month Club.
Oh, you which did?
It's $15 each month, but I'm like, that's the same as if I went to Barnes and Noble and yeah. bought one book. So I have a code too I can send to you for that, yeah. like a referral code. And I just got my first book.
You'll have to let me know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because with 75 hard, you have to read 10 pages every night at yeah. least. And I don't like to stop in the middle of like a chapter, so I usually yeah. like finish. And I am plowing through this book.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I don't know why. I really think college, like, I just needed the buffer time because, mm-hmm. like, I don't know why I didn't read more.
Yeah.
And I can finish a book in, like, 4 days. It could be 300 pages. I can finish it in 4 days because when I find the groove of the book, I cannot mm-hmm. put it down.
Yeah.
So, like, yesterday, or was it the day before, I read, like, 100 pages before I went to bed of this
Holy
book.
Holy
because I just can't put it down. And I'm like, I started this book on Saturday. And I, like, haven't read it the last 2 days because of work. But I'll probably have it finished tomorrow.
Damn.
Yeah. Which is a really good one. I'm going to send it to you after. It's called One Day in December.
Please do.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes.
So, read books, kids.
Invest in your knowledge.
Yeah.
Also, and like, try and take, like, courses if you can. There's yeah. a lot of free ones out there. Like, I took one last week for work. And if it's for your job, like, they shouldn't have a problem with you doing it on your company time.
Yeah.
Like, my company does not care about that. So it was a 2-hour class that I split up throughout the whole week. And I just got it done. But LinkedIn Learning has so many free courses that you can take.
Mm-hmm. I want to do some on, like, Google Analytics and, like, mm-hmm. learning all about that stuff. And, like, Adobe, like, Photoshop and InDesign.
Yeah.
Because my boss teaches me a lot of it, but just to, like, have that added support and yeah. everything. Like, also, get a good company or mm-hmm. work for a good company that will pay for you to take classes or, like, encourage you to take mm-hmm. classes because it's benefiting you and the company and they care yeah. about your skills and everything.
Yeah, it's much easier to grow in a place that's also investing in you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know my company has been very open about, like, whatever you want to learn. Like, if we can help you,
mm-hmm.
we'll help you. So, like, one of my coworkers reached out to, like, her manager and was like, I want to learn better management skills. Do you have any recommendations? And they sent her books for
it. Oh, really?
So she got those. So then I heard in one of our meetings that she read this book. She thought it was amazing. Anyone who wants to be a manager should, like, read that. And then that led me to ask her, like, oh, what's the name of the book? So now I'm getting it and I can expense it through work. So it's like,
that's nice.
If the company wants to invest in you and, like, that shows they really care about you, they're going to mm-hmm. do anything that they can to keep you around, but also better your skills. And that is a good company to stick with.
Exactly. Also different, organizations that mm-hmm. are, like, catered to your, like, job position. Like, I'm in a few marketing, the hell's it groups or whatever groups. That my company paid for and wanted me to be a part of to, like, go to different networking events and everything like that. So
yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to touch on too. Like, definitely invest the time to develop a professional network. Like mm-hmm. You kind of, like, think it's intimidating, but you don't realize when you're just around a bunch of people that you can, like, geek out about the same things, mm-hmm. like, how comforting that actually is.
Yeah.
So it's like a band-aid. You just got to rip it off and do it mm-hmm. and throw yourself in the situation, but you'll be really happy that you did.
Yeah. Like, even if it's like a coworker, trying to build that relationship with them, on a professional and personal level is awesome. 'Cause you kind of have mm-hmm. that added support in your job.
Yeah.
Like, at work, there's this girl, she's also from New York. She went to, Alfred, I think. And, like today I've been like walking on my lunch, trying to get that mm-hmm. second 45er in.
Yeah.
And sometimes I walk like, 'cause my office is like downtown Raleigh. And I usually walk and like grab a coffee, like a nice coffee yeah. while I'm walking. So I like messaged her. I was like, hey, like, do you want to, I'm going like here to grab a coffee. Like, do you want to walk with me? She's like, yeah, oh my God, that would be great. And like, we never really had that like one-on-one conversation yeah. like we did. And it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So like, don't be afraid to put yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah. And that kind of goes back to like our first couple episodes. Like those situations are kind of perfect natural mm-hmm. environments for you to make those relationships.
Yeah.
And like, you never know where that person's going to go and where that connection's going to end mm-hmm. up paying off for you. So I guess like just be very genuine in your connection. You don't want yeah. someone to think you're using them for who they are, but right. Just be genuine and the people will follow,
mm-hmm.
but invest the effort into making that happen. Yeah.
Like going along with, investing in one portion, then it like leads to like a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, like, once I got through that first push of, I want to focus on this, like it started to open doors about like, okay, like I really want to focus on my finances and investing mm-hmm. there and investing my time, into myself and like
mm-hmm.
not like spending money on coffee every single day or like going out to eat and stuff like that. Like it kind of, once one portion of your life is kind of aligned, mm-hmm. it kind of makes strides to like align everything else.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like after I got over that like initial push, something mm-hmm. that like became so apparent to me is just like finding comfort and really enjoying like any little thing mm-hmm. that I could like enjoying waking up on a Sunday and drinking coffee and just sitting on a porch or and that like pushed me to like really love my alone time
mm-hmm.
but it also pushed me to like align with the fact that I think a lot of people need to learn to say no more.
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't learn that until you know like who you are and what you want out of life, but that's something I'm totally fine saying now. Like before, I would find excuses like, no, I can't go get drinks because I'm not feeling well, but like I'm to the point where I'm just like, no, I just don't want to. I don't want to do that tonight. Like I think you just have to be really comfortable with like protecting your peace.
Yeah.
And like if it's something you don't want to do, don't do it. And honestly, like people might be annoyed in the moment, but they're not going to have the balls enough to say it to you.
Yeah. And like one thing I've like need to focus on
mm-hmm.
is like slowing down.
Yeah.
'Cause like I'll wake up in the morning and I like either sit down and drink my coffee for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I got to go to the gym. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to go do that. And it's like, relax, Jenna. Yeah. Come on. Like,
you gotta savor the moment.
Yeah. I don't really savor a lot of moments, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. The thing that always just helped me slow down is like, I would always say like, well, the gym's not going anywhere. The grocery store is not going anywhere.
So although that Aldi's, means, you gotta yeah. act quick.
All the good stuff's gone.
Yeah.
But if that means giving yourself 10 more minutes of self-care,
yeah,
pick that. Pick the self-care.
Yeah, I gotta learn that. I'm getting better with it, but I gotta get way better.
Yeah. I've definitely gotten better with that, like living with Tom, because he's very, just very like
chill
and like, yeah, we can do what we gotta do. Like, it makes him sound like a stoner, but like, no, like he's just very like relaxed. And I would wake up and be like, okay, we've had breakfast. Like, let's go to the grocery store, or let's do this, this, and this, so we can come home and be home and relax after. Mm-hmm. But he's very like, why don't we go after this? And it really just like forces me to just relax, because I don't like him to feel like, okay, I'm saying like, let's do this, so drop everything you're doing and let's go, you know? And I know I have a tendency to do that sometimes. So that's something I'm working on, is just like, if he's giving me a little bit of pushback on like doing that thing in that moment, respecting that enough and stepping away and being like, okay, the only reason I'm pushing you to do it right now is for my own selfish wants. Mm-hmm. So like being able to just be like, okay, yeah, I'll wait whenever you're ready. Just tell me, I'll find something else to do. I'll read my book.
Yeah. And I feel like in a relationship, you got to learn to not be so selfish and like, think about the other person's feelings and respecting their time.
Yeah.
Why I'm the way I am, because I don't have anyone making me chill.
Yeah, it works wonders when they're that. Like, Tom's just so calm, but sometimes
it's too calm. You're like,
yeah, my dad is the same way. I'm like,
yeah,
bro, just like get mad. Like, I'm mad for you. Like, get riled up. Do something.
Get mad.
You're too calm.
I feel like that's how Kyle is. Kyle is very,
very
chill, and Connor's like, eh.
He's like quiet but
deadly.
Yeah. Remember
when he stole his Oreos?
Yes, it was just.
Oh, him and Phil.
Oh, we thought that was like the best. It was just so funny. We were innocent little girls eating Oreos in Jenna's room, and he's like, give me the fucking Oreos. And we're like, what? Okay. Yeah.
That was fun. We had a lot of fun picking on Connor.
Mm-hmm.
China.
And Secret.
We had
nicknames for
Kyle's name in my phone is still Avalon.
Every time I see a Toyota Avalon, like the car, I think of him.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I think another thing you could do to like invest in yourself and like create more peace is using like your PTO, and like, it's there for a reason. Don't feel bad to take it.
Yeah.
Like, just, and you don't need to justify what you're doing. Like, if you are at a place that you can't say, I'm taking this time off without them, it's different if they're like, oh, where are you going? Or what are you going to do? But if they're like, why do you need that time off? Then that's the sign of a toxic workplace.
You tell them to go kick rocks.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter to them if you're going home to visit family, or if you're just taking a couple days off to just stay home and protect your mental health.
Yeah. That's like how I felt at like my old job. It was like, I would have to, like, I felt like I needed to justify, like, if I was going home and I needed, like, you know what I mean? Or like, if you need me, like, I won't go. Like, I'm like, don't fucking do that.
No.
Don't do that.
You'll wear yourself out. In reality, like, I always, this quote always put it in perspective for me, was like, if you died tomorrow, your job would have your like job description up and ready for people to apply to in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So don't kill yourself over a job.
Yeah. They care, but they don't f***ing care.
Yeah. Say no more. Use your PTO. Get more sleep.
F*** them.
I started going to bed at 9 o'clock when I became an adult.
If it wasn't for this episode, my ass would already be in bed. I'm a granny.
I don't even care if people think I'm a grandma. Go to bed early. Optimize your sleep. I'm doing the world no service if I don't get more than 6 hours.
It just baffles me how people can go to bed at like 11 and wake up. And it's like, that is so not good.
We go to bed at 11 now, but we don't have to wake up till 8:30. That's so true. Like, it's the same chunk of time. Yeah. But like when I was leaving my old job, I had to leave my house by 7:30. So I was going to bed at 9 because I need that buffer.
Mm-hmm. I am usually asleep by 9 at the latest. And then sometimes I wake up and look at my phone and see they're like 12 or 1. I'm like, ooh, I got a couple more hours of sleep. Because then I wake up at like 4, 4:30.
Oh, right. So, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know how you do that. The world. I woke up at 3 this weekend when Cooper or Cosmo was sick. And I was just like, I could hear birds, but it was still dark out. And I was like, this time is not for me.
The morning is your oyster.
I do love when the world is quiet. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize how much like snow brought me comfort until like I don't have any here.
Mm-hmm.
But snow absorbs so much sound.
Yeah.
And it's like when it's like the world is covered in snow, like if Geneva was covered in a blizzard, it's so peaceful.
Yeah.
And that's like one of my favorite things of all time.
I like it when it falls and then it gets all weird and I'm just like,
as soon as it starts to get slushy, I'm like,
And brown. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I miss the snow.
The city when it's snowing. Oh, beauty. Mm. Beauty. Beauty. I would eat the brown snow in New York City.
I would not. I would definitely not.
Not like shit snow, like
Along Came Polly when he rubs the nuts on the sidewalk and then eats them.
I forgot about that movie. We used to watch that shit all the time.
Remember when the guy falls in the beginning? He slips at the wedding.
Didn't he get a monkey? Or a monkey. Ferret? I'm thinking of a wrong
she
movie.
She had a ferret.
She had a ferret.
It was blind. Right. Rodolfo. That was his name.
Oh, Jesus.
My memory recall with movies is out of this world.
But
yeah.
I feel like we...
I have one more. Another way, and I think this is actually a perfect one to end it on. Another way you can invest in yourself. And I feel like we use the term investing in ourselves and it sounds like a harsh, like, oh, like I got to devote all this like cash and whatever to it. But it's really just effort, like putting in the effort and to yourself and whatever you want to work on. But one of the biggest things is like just surround yourself with good people.
Retweet.
Because you become a product of whoever you're around, but also just like having such a core support system for whatever you're going through is going to be so key to being able to grow and doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, if you had nobody you could tell your goals or whatever bad things are happening, if you had no one to tell those things to, you'd be in your own little shell, but you would never want to grow because you wouldn't be able to seek advice or guidance from anybody.
Especially if you are, and I know it's tough for both of us. Well, yeah, because we're our main support. Well, now my mom's here, so my main support system is here. But like before then, when you're not surrounded by good people, your life feels like it's in shambles.
I was just going to say that. It's like, if you're not surrounded by good people or just at least one, like if you're just not surrounded by people in general that you want to spend your time with, it feels like your life is disintegrating.
Yeah. Especially if they're bringing on bad habits and everything like that. It's just not, not good. It's hurting you.
Yeah. So I think basically just find a place. Like a good starting point is just mm-hmm. find an area where you think, hey, I could put a little more effort mm-hmm. into that aspect of my life. And then just see what that branches off into. But
yeah.
put the effort there and the devotion and just see where it takes you. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised mm-hmm. at all the doors that it opens. And also, don't be afraid if it shows you some scary parts of yourself. That's just more places that you can try to work on.
Yeah. I know, I've been reflecting on a certain relationship that was in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, I had a lot of bad habits. I was just talking to Carly about this today, actually. A lot of bad habits, and I feel like I was blind or numb to those bad habits. And now that that is out of my life, I am like reflecting on, okay, well, I would do this
mm-hmm.
to try and get this, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And like hindsight is 20/20. You can always see the areas you could have done better in as soon as you're out of the situation.
Yeah.
But I also think, you don't realize how much everything you've gone through becomes help to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many things I've gone through, and it might be 4 years before someone else goes through it. But as soon as they come to me talking about it, I have advice for them just based off of what I've learned in that situation myself.
Yeah.
So just, like, know that while you're investing and putting effort into yourself, it's also going to leak into your relationships with other people.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I don't know what I did without my mom here.
Mm.
Because homegirl was out of TP on Monday. No. No, it was last week. And I couldn't go to the store just yet.
Aw.
Doesn't Karen roll up with a giant thing at a TP?
What'd you say? Ass. I stopped at Costco.
Well, my nanny and papa were here. They went to Costco like 3 times.
What did they buy?
Who knows?
At Costco 3 times? I don't even feel like a family of 7 goes that often.
Papa comes over to Nani with this giant can of nuts. Donna, the nuts are only $6. He's got 2 of them. And Nani's like, well, go get another one if they're that cheap. Like, what do you need with 3 Costco-sized canisters of nuts?
They're like, for when we host all the parties.
Cranky.
My grandma texts me a picture. Random picture. I don't, like, text my grandma often. She texts me a picture of the McDonald's drive-thru menu. Like, from her car. And I was like, what are you getting? And she's like, nothing, just trying to test something out with my phone. So she wasn't even there.
Where was she?
At home on the couch.
Did she already take a picture of the menu?
Mm-hmm. Like, she had taken it. I don't know what she was doing. She was just trying to figure out something on her phone. She didn't tell me what she was trying to figure out. I just was like, okay, hope you figured it out.
At least give you a heads up.
There wasn't even like a text with it. It was just the picture of the menu.
Oh, Graham.
She's a riot.
I miss that lady.
Me too. She just had back surgery.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
She doing okay?
I think so. She's like cruising around the house.
Of course. She doesn't stop.
Mm-mm. Neither does my mom. And the fact that my mom is also not in work right now, healing from her surgery, they're like both just struggling to just be independent. And then my mom's having to take care of grandma and getting frustrated that grandma's not being independent or is being too independent. And I'm like, and she said to me the other day, she's like, well, I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I'm like, well, at least you see it.
At least you see it. Yeah.
I always tell her, I'm like, don't be a difficult old lady for me.
Because you're going in a home.
If just dad's kidding. Still around, I'm putting you both in one of those places you guys can live together. but it'll still be a home. No oven, no nothing.
Damn, that sounds like prison.
Well, they can't have that type of stuff because, like, the older people lose their mind and they can't, they leave an oven on. It's going to blow the place up.
Oh, gosh. So we're building a 19-story senior living facility. These motherfuckers have penthouses.
19 stories, jeez.
What is an 80-year-old doing with a penthouse?
I've learned that there's two different types of people. There's people who want to retire in a condo in a city or even a condo on a beach. And there's people who, like me, who I want to retire in a house, either on a nice quiet street or in the country and just not around people. Or even a house on the beach. I want to be in a house. I don't want to retire in a condo or anything like right. that.
It just baffles me. Pretty luxurious, too. But, yeah. Well, thanks for sticking around to season 10.
Season 1, episode
10. Yeah.
That already? Jeez.
Time flies when you're having a blast.
Yeah, I'm getting kicked in the eyes and...
Stealing Oreos.
Staring at the sun. Falling asleep on people's bathroom carpets.
When did you do that?
At Aaron's house.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, so stay tuned for news on...
Season 11. I was kidding.
Yeah, right? Season 2. Oh! I feel nostalgic already. I don't want it to end. Like, it's already over?
We could do, like, bonus episodes.
Yeah. We'll pop in every now and then.
Make sure you're still with us.
Keep you thinking about us. But, yeah, next season, I think we're going to try and have guests.
Full so show.
Please make sure if you want to be on the podcast that you fill out the form on our website. Because... I really want to like chat with other people.
You don't want to chat with me anymore?
No, I do. I knew as soon as I said that. But I feel like you and I have a way of making people feel really comfortable. So I think having other people, like another person to talk with, we would have just killer conversations with them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The content is going to be out of this world. Just wait.
Yay. Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
I guess you don't have to stay tuned because there's nothing next week.
If you get sad, just re-listen to our voices. It's all right.
Yeah. Listen to episode 9. I feel like you could, if you just need a laugh.
Yeah.
Go back to that one.
It is. We recorded that on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just get weird at night. Because, you know, it's kind of night right now and we're kind of weird.
We just like, yeah, I don't know. We just
maybe
like
the nighttime's
off.
Where it's at.
Yeah, give me night and give me truly, and we'll push out some great podcast episodes.
Wait till Juicy J starts drinking again; she'll be yikes.
Spice them up.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll become sober.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, thank you, thank you. We're awesome.
A million times, thank you. You're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
You are awesome.
Just kidding.
But all our listeners, especially the one in Slovakia, whoever you are,
let us know, thank you. Please. Thank you.
We just said thank you like 100 times. Okay, bye.